The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You have tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win. All right.
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
First, they knocked over our signs. Then, they brought bed sheets. And after that, they blocked the street to keep our truth truck from reaching the college campus. You're listening to your radio activist here on WRFD AM 880. And also, you can pick up our program, The Mark Harrington Show, on Podbean and iTunes. If you go to createdequal.org, you can click on the radio icon and you can subscribe to the podcast on Podbean and iTunes, so you can listen to the Mark Harrington Show anytime you like. And we're doing some things to hopefully enhance the program, make it even better than it was before. So tell your friends about the Mark Harrington Show, your radio activist and voice of resistance, as we talk about the issues involving culture and politics, activism, specifically pro-life activism. And when I talked about the people knocking over our signs and bringing bed sheets out to censor our display, blocking the street to keep us from bringing our truth truck around on a public street on a college campus, these are the things we encounter routinely, and I would say increasingly on college campuses. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that even the Ohio legislature, there are pro-abortion legislators that are trying to pass, or they're going to be introducing a bill to stop Created Equal. It's purposely aimed at us. And that is to keep us from exposing abortionists to those who live in their community. The Bible says that the man that is laden with the guilt of human blood, let no one support him. And so we believe that abortionists, those who are killers of preborn children, should not have a normal life. In fact, I think it's an indictment on the Christian church if they do. So we go out and we do this exposure of abortionists. Perfectly lawful, by the way. It's protected by the First Amendment, free speech. And we're having an effect. We've run a couple of them out of business, and we're looking to hopefully help to close the notorious abortion mill in Kettering, Ohio, run by abortionist Martin Haskell, who's hanging by a thread. So keep that whole situation in prayer, because we'll be finding out soon whether the we'll be closing that abortion center. So if you've been paying attention to what's been going on across America when it comes to free speech on college campuses, this week, I think, or maybe even last week a little bit, the stories have broken across America at Yale University, where free speech is being crushed because of individuals who called for people to be open-minded about Halloween costumes, of all things. I mean, it's just absolutely absurd. And there was an uprising amongst the students to say that this is inappropriate. We saw at the University of Missouri this whole race card thing being pulled. A student, this was a member of the faculty, Nicholas Christakis, sent an email out asking students to be open-minded, for goodness sake. And because of some things that were done, some racial slurs, supposedly, although they have not been corroborated at all, when it comes to this swastika that was put on the wall in a dorm room, supposedly, with human feces, still unsupported, that there's been this huge, massive protest on the University of Missouri calling for the ouster of the president of the university because he didn't act fast enough to shut this down. And because of it, resigned last week. And Jonathan Butler, a student activist, went on a hunger strike of 8 long days. 8 days, ooh, you know, to call attention to this. Here's a guy, Jonathan Butler, which we just found out, comes from a family of privilege, but yet says that it's white privilege that's ruining the college campuses. Here's a student that went on a so-called hunger strike of 8 days, who comes from a family that has a net worth of $50 million, who's riding for free on a college campus getting his master's degree, but yet he says the campus isn't safe for him and other African Americans. Well, if it isn't safe, Mr. Butler, then why are you going there? Wouldn't you be going somewhere else if you didn't think it was safe? This is all part of an agenda. The truth doesn't matter on college campuses now. There's an agenda of the left that permeates the campus, that is indoctrinated in the campuses, that is institutionalized in the campuses now, that is out to crush free speech, that is out to crush alternative speech, generally conservative, Christian, pro-life speech. And we see it all the time now. And that's what I want to talk about today on the program. I'm going to be talking about the coddling of the American student. And that is that we're treating college students like children nowadays, like infants, like babies that need to be sheltered, coddled, and protected from alternative positions or alternative ways of viewing the world, worldviews. And that because of that, they believe they're being victimized by others who might offend them with their speech. Folks, just a quick civics lesson for you. The First Amendment was put in place to protect offensive speech. Speech that might disturb people, that might be not of the majority, right? That was the whole idea, because the First Amendment, you don't need protections on speech for politically correct speech or popular speech. It doesn't need protected. The whole idea of the First Amendment was to protect the very type of speech, even if it's horribly racist, which I don't agree with, of course, or horribly off-putting and offensive and disturbing. That was the whole reason. It's my position that instead of crushing speech or quenching speech or shutting down speech, that the way to deal with offensive or disturbing speech or alternative views on particular worldviews is more speech, not less. That's the answer. More speech. Let's engage in the marketplace of ideas with alternative viewpoints, allowing people to have a free dialogue and discussion and debate on issues that matter to us. And so we've been finding this on college campuses, unfortunately, this attempt to shut down speech. It's happening right here in our own city, here in Columbus, at Otterbein University, of all places. Otterbein University, and I'll get to that in a minute, where they are attempting to purchase the very sidewalk that we use to do our outreach. This is how Otterbein University, at least the students there who are proposing this to the student, to the university, to purchase this from the city to keep us from expressing our First Amendment rights. Well, it's interesting that, and I don't agree with President Obama very often, let's say, and I think that's an understatement. In fact, this is maybe the only time I've agreed with him on anything he's ever said. But he's right. When he spoke to a group of high school students several weeks ago, And he brought up the idea that we should not be afraid of alternative viewpoints, and that the college campus is the very place where these kinds of things should be debated. Like I say, I don't agree with him very often, but he's spot on when it comes to free speech on college campuses. And let's take a minute and listen to President Obama.
You know, I don't agree that you, when you become students at colleges, have to be coddled and protected from different points of view. You know, I think that you should be able to, you know, you should invite anybody, who comes to speak to you and you disagree with, you should have an argument with them. But you shouldn't silence them by saying you can't come because, you know, I'm too sensitive to hear what you have to say. That's not the way we learn either. So,
well, again, it's a rare instance that I agree with President Obama. The truth of the matter is he's speaking out both sides of his mouth, because here's a guy that's done everything he can to shut down speech, not on college campuses, but generally, just with his bullying tactics politically, with executive orders and other things. He doesn't want real discourse and discussion in the country. He's got an agenda. This sounds good. It's politically correct to say for the president. But the truth of the matter is, that students should heed his words, and that is that they shouldn't be coddled, that students should be wide open, that college campuses should be open spaces for free speech. But unfortunately, what we're seeing is universities like Otterbein, Yale, Missouri are now being called. The students are calling upon the university to create, quote, safe spaces, unquote. Safe spaces, free from what they call triggers. Triggers. And triggers are speech that might force you or make you or compel you to go do something harmful to yourself. Or a trigger might be something that offends you to the degree that hurts you, that might harm you emotionally. And again, certainly there's a lot of wounded people in America, especially on college campuses, kids that have done things that are bad for them. And that's not good, but we can't shelter them from other alternate points of view just because it might offend them and hurt them. What we need them to do is come around to the truth and see that there is a way to deal with sin, a way to deal with harmful things, and that is to come to the foot of the cross and receive Jesus Christ as Savior and be forgiven and healed of the things that have plagued them in their lives. What am I going to do on the other side here? Is talk about the Otterbein situation. And that is that they're trying to shut us down by purchasing a sidewalk. Now, keep in mind, Otterbein is a private university. That's a little different than most, not public. And because it's private, we can use the public sidewalks, which are controlled by the city, to reach the campus. But they want to stop that. They want to stop that. You're listening to The Mark Harrington Show, your voice of resistance. We'll be right back.
Troy Newman talks about why he supports Mark Harrington and Created Equal.
You know, to me, Mark Harrington is more than just a friend of 20 years. He's a colleague that blends kind of this rare expression of passion and intelligence. And it's locked in, and he's tuned in to the young people, the people who don't know Christ, don't understand the pro-life message. You know, the other thing I love about Mark and Created Equal is they think strategically. They've got a long-term vision to turn the pro-life movement over to the next generation, to use the tactics of this day and age, to think ahead of what the next tactic is going to be, and use it for long-term impacts to ultimately win this battle. We're here to win because winning is how the killing stops. We're not here just to perpetuate a job, and Mark isn't here just to continue to have a job. I think Mark's a lot like me. We want to work ourselves out of a job, win this battle, and then go on to something else, like raise our families.
All right, all right. That's new bumper music here. Tom Penny, he playing that a little bit, Alan. Turn that up. I won't back down. And I won't back down. That's all right. I won't back down, Tom Petty. That's the new bumper music for the program here. And we will not back down. And we shouldn't as Christians, as pro-life activists. We should be willing to press in where the battlefront, where it's being engaged by the enemy, by the other side, by those who oppose us, but do it in a way that's winsome. Do it in a way that represents our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in a way that's honoring to him. And that is, we don't shut people down. We don't shout them down. We go in with our arguments, with our defense for the truth. And that's what we're trying to do at Otterbein University. However, the students are appealing to the government, that are to the university, to purchase a piece of sidewalk in front of the student center to keep us off the campus. Now, I'm reading from Otterbein 360, which is the student newspaper, and it says this. A student government committee is exploring the possibility of buying the sidewalk in front of the campus center in order to curb protests. Now, you would think right there that on the face of it, there's something wrong. Why would the university want to curb protests to begin with unless they're disrupting the normal operations of the university as far as educating students? If not, this should be the very place they would encourage it. I read on, the student experience and listen to this. This is the name of the committee. The Student Experience and Campus Climate Committee. Now, what's that? What's campus climate? And it's not about weather. This is about creating safe zones. They discussed the purchase of the sidewalk in addition to the sidewalk in front of Towers Hall. From the city of Westerville in their last meeting, the campus center sidewalk has been used twice this year by the pro-life group Created Equal to stage protests, including images of aborted tissue on public property, where speech is currently regulated by the public instead of a private entity. In other words, the city of Westerville controls that, and because it is city property, it's government property, we can go there. Bob Gaddy, vice president of student affairs, praised the counter-protesters last time they were out when Created Equals on campus. And it says here, according to the student assembly bylaws, the purpose of the student experience and campus climate committee, is to oversee the student experience, serving as an advocate for student concerns and working to address campus climate. When I was going to school, they didn't have any of this stuff. I mean, listen, you went out on the Oval, and there was Jed, right? the preacher, I mean, offensive and all that. Nobody tried to shut him down. And it says this, Elsie Woods, a student senator on the committee, said, for the abortion protests, I just noticed that when those specific people, that's me and our group, that group is on campus, it makes the campus climate and people get very unhappy. They're very unhappy. And I live in Maine, which is a dorm, apparently, and it's right there. And like the Maine people are like, this is our space. Well, listen, you've got it wrong. This sidewalk isn't your space. It's public space paid for by tax dollars, which gives it special access to people like myself. Well, they go on here and basically say that they are about to propose to purchase the sidewalk to keep us off the campus. Here's the point. This should be laughed at. This idea, this proposal shouldn't have made it past the laugh track if it were introduced to any committee on a college campus. But today what's happening is the college campuses are about shutting down speech, not permitting free speech, because there's an agenda of the left that's into bullying. The left has joined with these institutions of higher learning to shut down speech so that they can advance their particular leftist agenda. That's what this is about. This is about brown shirts. You know, this is about the government using the force of government to shut down people like myself. This is happening all across America. And folks, if you want to read more about this, you can go to our blog on Create at Equal's website at createatequal.org. We wrote a blog regarding this idea of free speech being shut down all across America on campuses like Yale, Mizzou, now Otterbein, and others, in the name of creating safe space for students. Creating safe space for students. Well, what I want to do, and I think this is very indicative of the attitude of young people, not across the board, but in some cases, especially with liberal students who have been raised through the public school system, through government schools, who now have gone into government colleges or universities like Otterbein and like Ohio State and others. Here's a student from the University of Missouri, okay, that was on Neil Cavuto's show the other day on Fox News. And she is attempting to round up a million students to march on Washington to call for changes in how colleges are funded and other things. And I just want you to listen to this to get the idea of the entitlement that young people feel when it comes to college and how we as the taxpaying American should fund this. And here it is.
Kelly.
That's okay. Right. It's Keeley.
I apologize. So what do you
totally
want
fine.
Here? What do you want?
Well, so the movement, the Million Student March, is a movement for a more equitable and fair system of education, as opposed to the really corporate model that we have right now. So the three core demands of the National Day of Action are free public college, a cancellation of student debt, and a $15 an hour minimum wage for people who work on the campus.
And how's that going to be paid?
Great question.
By the way, dead air. How'd you like that? Now, just to summarize, here are the demands of the Million Student March for the National Day of Action on Washington, D.C. They call for a more equitable and fair way of funding college. Think about that. What could be more equitable than ripping off the taxpayer? Right? Like, we're not spending enough on college and university tuition. We're not spending enough on all these sports programs, football, basketball, all of this, these gigantic recreation and workout centers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, our college students are in debt. College tuition is out the roof. And that's because the government is funding it too much. She wants free college. Cancellation of debt. So in other words, you can go into debt, you just don't have to pay it off. And that's going to be, you know, put on the taxpayer. And a $15 minimum wage.
Question. I mean, you know, so I'm not sure if you're talking on like a national level or at particular schools. I can sort of touch on both. At
well,
my
if you
university,
wanted all
Northeastern
that
University,
stuff, someone asked to pick up the tab. Who would that be?
The 1% of people in society that are hoarding
the
wealth and really sort of causing a catastrophe that students are facing. I mean, we have a relationship right now where 1% of the population owns more wealth than the 99% combined.
All right, so the 1%, Kelly, if the 1% just had their taxes raised a few years ago back to almost 40%, then to pay for the health care law, they had them raised another few percentage points. Then they had their deductions limited to raise another couple points where, depending on the state or locality, they're pushing over about 50% in taxes. How much higher do you think? How much more do you think they should pay?
I think enough until we have a system
where not one in two
American families
it's just
are
a little bit more. That's all they want, just more when it comes to paying for their tuition, when it comes for free college and cancellation of their debt and a 15-hour maximum minimum wage. I mean, a minimum wage. You know, here it is. Bottom line, college students are being coddled as children. It's time they grow up. It's time they be treated like adults. And because they are, for better or worse, our future leaders and decision makers. I can tell you this, we're not going to back down here at Created Equal. Go to our website at createdequal.org. Find out more about our battle for pro-life speech on college campuses. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net, createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.